Good morning, Audio Boo. It is about 10 to 6 in the morning here in sunny Denmark. And first thing, really, I just want to say is I want to thank everybody who's been sending me their comments about ebooks. I've been having some really, really interesting comments actually on Facebook. A few have come my way through Twitter. A couple of people have laid down some Audio Boos about it. And I really appreciate it. Some very interesting stuff, actually. Some, of course, pro-tech, some anti-tech, and a lot of kind of diverse thoughts about e-books and the e-book market and all that kind of stuff. So I want to thank everyone who's been sending their comments. The next episode of the 100 Stories podcast is probably going to go out next Wednesday. So if you haven't sent me your comments yet, please do so. If you're on Audio Boo, you can throw down on Audio Boo and send me the link. If you're on Facebook, of course, you can just throw down a comment and send it to me. Of course, email as well. You can scribble an email and send me an email. My email address is gregmcqueen@me.com. You can find me in the Twitterverse as well. My username there is Greg McQueen, so it's at Greg McQueen. On Facebook, if you just type in www.facebook.com/Greg McQueen, you'll find me. I'm one of those people who managed to nab a personalized URL for Facebook, so I'm quite easy to find on Facebook. You just add my name to the end of the URL, and you'll find me. And of course, there's the 100 Stories for Haiti website, 100storiesforhaiti.org. There's a contact form on there, so you can scribble in there your thoughts about ebooks. Do you love them? Hate them? Do you avoid them? Do you read nothing but ebooks? Do you think they're too expensive? Do you think they're too cheap? Do you think they all should be free? Any thoughts you have about ebooks and the kind of ebook market would be really, really welcome. I talk to a lot of writers, and my kind of perception is that a lot of people put value in paperbacks. Somehow people still perceive paperbacks as proper books, whereas ebooks, they kind of seem, people seem to feel as though they're almost worthless, actually. And I think because it's a paperback is a physical object, whereas a digital book is not. It's just a bunch of digitalness on your iPhone or your Kindle or your iPad or whatever e-reading device that you have. Having said that, I put a lot of value in them. I have a nice little collection of e-books at the moment on my Amazon Kindle and also on my computer. I really enjoy ebooks. I'm very pro ebook. I love the fact that you can, it costs nothing to publish an ebook. It costs nothing to distribute ebooks, really, other than server space. And I really am just pro tech. I really love ebooks and think they're definitely the future, particularly of indie, for indie authors and indie publishers. Suddenly now it doesn't cost a huge amount of money to make a book available to a lot of people, and I think that really is the blessing of ebooks, particularly for indie publishers and authors. I also think, there's a lot of people out there who kind of don't value ebooks and kind of ignore the ebook market, and I just really can't, I really don't think you can afford to do that in this day and age, especially if you're a writer or a publisher. You just can't ignore ebooks anymore. But I'll talk more about that in the next episode of the 100 Stories podcast. Alright, nearly hitting 5 minutes now, so I'm going to go off and take the dog for a walk, and any comments about the ebooks or the ebook market, most welcome. Thanks.